So I'm here with Davo after a home win in the Russell Coates Cup, 3-2 against Bush Hill. Davo, probably not one of your best performances, but a win's a win and into the next round.
Yeah, you're spot on there, really. Wasn't a great performance. In fact, it was a dreadful performance in the second half. Lively in the first half, weren't we? Started really, really well. I mean, the first goal was a fantastic goal. You won't see a better goal than that. Got 2-0 up, coasting really, probably should have been 3-4, 5-0 up at half time. And then second half, I don't know what happened. I think lads went out thinking it was easy and they nicked a couple of goals back. They're obviously hungry for it. It's a big game for them and they've got some good players. I was really impressed with them. Pulled it back to 2-2, then we got a third. We should have got a fourth. Sim should have got his hat trick. And we should have had two or three other goals, really. In the end, we probably should have won 6 or 7-2. But, you know, full credit to them. Played some good football. Their midfield three dominated our midfield three in the second half, I thought. Wasn't too sure about the conduct of them. Bit disappointed that their managers damaged our dugouts. Don't see that very often. Which is a shame, because I thought that sport, what a performance they had. But credit to them, good side. Thought they played well. We were poor. We got through. That's all that matters, really. No injuries in the end, when I thought maybe we could have had one or two. Rob Carr got an hour, 70 minutes, looked lively early on. So, yeah, there's positives, but not many. The performance was poor.
And you say the positives. Obviously, the major one I was going to pick out was Rob Carr getting sort of 65, 70 minutes. That's a huge bonus for you in terms of the league and getting him back to full fitness as well. As you said, or obviously alluded to start with, the first goal's fantastic. It's a great move down the left-hand side again by Rob Carr, and it's almost a training ground goal. So there's a couple of positives to take in there, and a couple of the subs that came on did quite well.
Yeah, it was the first goal was a perfect goal. You don't see better goals than that, really. And that's just what Rob Carr does. That's what I keep banging on about on the interview, saying we're missing him. It's great to have him back. Obviously, he wasn't fully at it. You know, we wanted to coast him through the game a touch. We expected a few feisty challenges, and he got a fair few, to be fair to him. And he came back for more. So, yeah, that was good. Yeah, I thought Rob Colfer done well when he came on. Pleased with his performance. He's had a poor season, really, for his levels. And hopefully he's starting to get himself back into things now. So, yeah, there was positives.
And Lymington, obviously, away in the next round. Again, not another easy tie. Another away game. What's your thoughts on the early thoughts on the Lymington game?
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? On a Tuesday, travelling down to New Forest. They'll be up for it. You know, they've been up and down looking at their results. They've got some good players that you know, could hurt us on the day if we're not at it. We're going to do the same as today. We changed things around a little bit with, you know, we weren't at our sort of full strength, but we'll do that again on Tuesday and see what happens.
And I know you say not necessarily been at full strength, and I know we've spoken several times over the recent weeks around injuries and players coming back, but you must be quite pleased at the minute. You've got majority of your players coming back, nursing injuries, and now they're coming back to fitness and full fitness. You've got a couple of players out on loan. There's not too many players now that you're waiting to come back into the squad.
No, you're spot on. We have not got many out now. We've got James Scott, Harry Davis, quite big players for us missing. Other than that, I mean, Sean has had to go up north, so as a squad player we're down, and Darryl's knocked it on the head for us for a little bit. The travelling was a bit too much for him, so we're a bit light on numbers, but quality wise, you know, we're nearly back to where we need to be. Rossi was missing today. We're missing him for a week or so, and that's a big miss for us. It affects throughout the team. We have to juggle things around a bit, but and he's top class as well. So yeah, we're missing him, but we're not far away now.
And I suppose finally, what a difference a week makes in a way. Obviously, last week you beat Godalming in the league. This week you've just won another game, and that's back to back wins. And suddenly, maybe you go into the game against Arsley away with slightly different thoughts than maybe you would have done a week ago.
Yeah, no, it's nice to win two games in a row. Don't matter whether you're playing Hampshire League side, a Central side, or a Southern Prem side, or whatever. A win's a win, and you know, it's a nice knack to get into. we read the right act to them a bit after the game, because they need to know that. It isn't good enough to coast your way through a game thinking the job's done. They're not good enough to do that. We're not good enough to coast our way through any game. We have to be absolutely full throttle throughout every single minute of every single game. And when we're like that, we are very good and everyone's excited with what we do and how we play. But as soon as we think that we've made it, think we've arrived, you know, we come unstuck. We're not good enough to do that. And today was a start lesson in that. And a lesson that we've, you know, we've got away with because we've won the game and we're through to the next round. So, yeah, it is positive to have two wins, and we look forward to RZ, who are on a good run themselves. You know, they were rock bottom and they've picked up, so that'll be tough. We need to pick up our away form. We've been poor away, and it'd be nice to start on Saturday with that.
Well, congratulations for the win tonight. Best of luck in the next round on Tuesday, and more importantly, best of luck for Saturday.
Cheers, mate.